welcome everybody to Great American Golf. Ray Adams here, your caddy for the show, 25 years in running. Can't wait for this show to happen. We've got so many things going on around the world of golf. And don't forget, on Monday, day after tomorrow, we're going to be talking all about big wrap-up show, wrapping up, well, all sorts of golf all over the world. And, well, more side stories as well. There's always a story to tell, and I'm a bit of a storyteller. We've got Dr. Bob Denny joining us. He's our PGA of America historian emeritus. And Craig Renshaw, our PGA of America wonderful instructor. He's a lifer. I think I'm going to just start calling you Craig, our Craig Renshaw, our lifer.
There you go.
Everybody will know it. All right, everybody, here we go. I've got to get started this thing because, you know, we have so much to talk about and I've got to fly. My holiday gift guide is coming out. If you want to be on that, you need to send me your email address. What do? You write to me, golfadams@msn.com. That's all you do, golfadams@msn.com. And I'll put your email in the other 200,000 emails and you'll be on all my gift guides as they come out through the year. Okay, lots happening in the world of golf. This show, as well as the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, as well as my TV show, all over on golfnewsnet.com. Go there. Hit the radio tab for the shows. Hit the TV tab for TV. And then after the shows air for two or three times, then also please make sure you go to all your platforms, your audio platforms that you absolutely love to listen to your audio. And we'll go from there on that too. I'll mention it again. All right, here we go. Hey, Bob, what are the ladies doing on their tour? They're in a very, very, very special position. Let's talk about it.
It's the Autica at Bel Air, Florida, not too far from Orlando.
Yep.
It is Annika's backyard. It's literally the women's version of the Jack Nicklaus Memorial, if you want to look at it that way, because there's a lot of celebrities. There's a lot of big timers playing. All the top players are there.
Yep.
And it's invitational, but it's a tremendous group. And obviously the attention was to a pro-am with had Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever teammates yep. with her. And all the eyeballs also were to one of the exempt contestants, Kai Trump, who is the granddaughter of President Trump. She is also the daughter of the woman that is Tiger Woods is dating right now. So that's
all right.
There's a lot going on there.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll take a look at that leaderboard here if you get it ready for us, and we'll see what's happening.
I have a leaderboard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, go ahead. How are the ladies doing there?
We have Lynn Grant and Grace Kim at 9 under. And we have Jennifer Kupcho at 8 under, Nelly Korda at 6, Charlie Hull at 5. And it's a very good leaderboard, obviously, for end of the year. And there's a lot of attention whenever you put the best players in the world, wherever they play them.
Well, and then where do they head next? Where are they headed next? It's their big
Naples, Florida, to the CME Group Tour of Championship.
This is their final big event, big group tour championship. Now they have other things they're going to be doing, but this is the big one coming up next week. So, and speaking of the LPGA Tour, and Craig, you'll really appreciate this one because you know her. We want to do a big shout out and a congratulations to Tina Toombs. Tina Toombs has been voted as golf's top 100 teacher, and she's a top 50 LPGA Tour teacher. So, Craig, I know you know Tina and you've met her, and she's been on my television show. We did an episode with her several years ago. She's a Ping ambassador using Ping clubs, which we think is great. Tina Toombs, top 100 teacher. Congratulations to Tina. Craig, I'm going to give you one word about Tina if you know her.
Well, I mean, it's quite an accomplishment, obviously. It takes years to develop that. You get in the right network and, you know, it says a lot about you as an instructor.
Absolutely, it does. All right, Craig, tell me about what's happening in Bermuda, one of the most beautiful places on the earth. I've been captivated by the visual scenery of the cameras. I don't know about the leaderboard. I mean, it's a PGA Tour event. I think that's great. But I want to clarify, Because I read something last week where somebody was talking about how the PGA Tour starts in January. No, it does not. It's been started. It's the 2026 season has been going, but this is the last year for it. Tell me about that. Isn't that correct? And then tell me about the tournament in Bermuda.
We are under the impression that yes, this is going to be the last season, and it's a, I hate to say, it's a small filler event. I think they're holding it just because they have contracts, and the leaderboard kind of shows that by people that we have heard of some of them, but they're not exactly eyeball names. And a lot of your better pros, if they're European, are over on the DP Tour right now doing their championship. And if you're American or play majority of your golf here on the PGA Tour, you're taking some time off, recuperating, working on some things. But it's time to kind of move up the leaderboard and move up your ranking a little bit this time of year. And it's a scenic golf course. When you're playing in Bermuda, obviously there's not a ton of people on that island. It's not going to draw a lot, so it's for TV and it's a way to fill the schedule. So
Well, and I'm seeing, we know that Adam Hadwin is our leader, 65 and 66 at 11 under par. But then you go down the line, and I'm not going to belabor this, but again, I don't know how excited the TV viewers can be, because I would say that 80 to 90% of the TV viewers have no idea who most of these people are, Craig. Chandler Phillips,
yeah.
Braden Thornberry, Noah Goodwin, Max McGreevy, Adam Shank, Harry Higgs, Zach Blair, Doug Gim, Vance Whaley. I mean, we can go down the line. Yes, there's some names there that we know, but we are in the golf business and the golf broadcasting business, and so we're going to know people. But as far as is there a motivation for a golf fan to turn on the television and watch golf right now at the level that there should be? And there's just, I don't know that there is. What say you?
Well, I think a lot of the tournaments that are held in places like this, and whether it's in Mexico or Cabo, the resorts are paying for it because they want to draw people to it. And one of the things that golf can do is you can go to that spot and you can play on those golf courses. And if you go to Bermuda, there's not a ton of golf courses. That's a golf course you probably play if you go to Bermuda. So it leads to some, I don't want to say credibility, but it allows you to play the same golf course that the pros play, which is always a nice treat that you can't do in any other sport, really.
Absolutely. Bob, the DP World is happening. Tell me about the DP World. It's the former European Tour, and the DP World Tour is having a very special event. What's happening over there?
DP World Tour Championship at the Earth Course in Dubai. And it's turned into basically a Ryder Cup Europe reunion, or it's basically it looks like they're all over trying to grab as much as they can grab it from the purses before the year's over with. Nikolaj Højgaard, who was in the 2023 Ryder Cup from Denmark, is the leader. Shane Lowry, Justin Rose, Rasmus Nørgaard of Denmark. Mr. Hillier, I don't know his first name, 9 under, and Rory McIlroy, 9 under, Tommy Fleetwood, 8 under. So it's really a who's who of Europe and going after a title there.
Okay, very good. Rory, is he? I mean, who wins this tournament, Craig?
I think you got to look at the experience here. I think Justin or Rory are probably the guys. I mean, Shane's up there too, but. I mean, they're both a few back, but I would probably pick Justin or Rory would be my pick. And Rory's won there 2 times, maybe 3 times. So, when he likes a golf course, he's, like Tiger in a lot of ways. You think he can do it again. And this has been one of his best seasons ever, is what in my opinion.
Well, absolutely. So, all right, the DP World, big going on. And on Monday, the Golf Lifestyle Show. Day after tomorrow, we're absolutely going to be wrapping all of this up. And I can't wait to find out what happens. We've got a weekend of golf, everybody, that if you don't have the TV on, if you're not catching it here and there, at least, you're going to miss some fabulous golf, season-ending golf with the Champions Tour, with the DP World Tour, with the LPGA, no, not yet. That's next week. They're very close to Thanksgiving every year. So, and we're only 2 weeks away from that. So, okay, lots going on there. All right, we've covered that one. I have to say that the Schwab Cup Championship is one of my favorite championships, and there's five or six tournaments every year that I just love to cover. I really do. And the Schwab Cup Championship at Phoenix Country Club is one of those tournaments. It's near and dear to my heart, somewhat sentimental. I used to be taken there by my father. Our family went there because it's the kind of the beginnings of the Phoenix Open. And for years and years, decades, the Phoenix Open was held at the Phoenix Country Club. Historic. 1895 is when the Phoenix Country Club opened. And if you go in the clubhouse, you're going to see all the photos and all the names of the winners and everything. And if you go outside on the upper deck, there's a very nice size patio balcony on the balcony. And that's the beginnings of what is known as the bird's nest. Today, it's thousands over thousands over thousands. But the Phoenix Country Club was where this Phoenix Open was waged forever. Now, for a number of years and continuing on for many more, the season-ending Schwab Cup Championship is at Phoenix Country Club. I'll be out there tomorrow. I'll be interviewing the players, doing videos. Just fantastic. All of that will be ready to go for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. All right, let's have a look at the leaderboard. I can't wait. Tell me what's happening with that. Bob.
It's Charles Schwab, Stephen Auker.
Yep.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
And Tommy Two Gloves Gainey,
Yeah.
9 under, and Jerry Kelly and Stewart Cink right behind them, right? And Stewart and Mr. Bernard Langer 3 strokes back.
You look at this, thanks, Bob, and you look at this, Craig, Stephen Alker. I think there's a federal law now that he has to finish in the top three or four, if not win, which he's been doing. So here's Stephen Alker, 11 under par. Stewart Cink, 10 under, and Tommy Two Gloves Gainey on my television show a number of years ago. And of course, the big break, and you can tell us what he did in the big break. And a lot of people remember him that way. But he plays with two gloves, and there's a reason why. He had a very interesting background and upbringing. And he's kind of every person's golfer. People can relate to him. It's hard to relate to some of these others, but people seem to relate to Tommy. I'm so glad that Tommy has come back. He's been on and off and on and off and playing well and then not so. But I'm so glad that he's here. He was number 36 coming into this tournament. 36 players only make it to this Schwab Cup Championship Finals. And now here he is in the third position. So we're going to see how he does at 9 under. Stephen Alker 11, Cink 10, and then Miguel Angel Jimenez, my buddy, at 8, along with Jerry Kelly. So lots going on, and we're supposed to have a lot of rain, a lot of rain, and we're supposed to have a bunch of cold weather, very nippy, chilly. So who do you like, Craig, to win this Schwab Cup Championship? If we're going to have some chilly weather and some rain, a bunch of rain.
Well, I still think Stephen's played there before and he's won there. Stewart's won there, I believe, too. I would still go with both those guys. They have the experience over there. Nothing against Tommy, but he just has that ability and he's playing well right now. And if it gets a little wet, I don't see anything that's going to say it's going to slow him down. I actually think that golf course probably plays a little bit easier if it gets wet, truthfully, which probably fits him even helps him out.
Perfect. You look at the Champions Tour and you look where the PGA Tour is, Bob, and we know that there is a big change going on within the PGA Tour. And we've talked about that, and we will continue to talk about that. But what do you make of what's going to be happening? Where do you think the Champions Tour is in a couple years? Is it going to be like it is today, or do you feel that it's going to be in some ways minimalized?
Well, this coming year, they had the same number of events as they had last year, 28. The biggest thing is to whether or not they have a drawing cards among their own peers to come bring the people who are actually turn the age of 50 and can play the play on the tour, or those that decide they don't want to do it. And there's not a lot of attraction for some of the names at the current time who are absolutely box office. And that's one of the things that they've had to fight for a long time. Even when they had the greatest players in the game, the legends playing it, they always had to have a chance to get them all together, or they suffered at the gate. And that's been this thing I've watched all the years, ever since I went to work for the PGA of America, seeing what kind of draw they had.
Yeah.
For that age of 50, but it's good golf. It's always intense. They're not getting the credit is due sometimes for the way they play. And I really have enjoyed watching them up close. I've always been a Bernard Langer fan, and it's just when Hale Irwin decided to retire away from the tour, I said I'm going to be following Bernard Langer, and I'm glad I have, because he's an age defying person.
Craig, you go down the line of these 36 players, and you know the Champions Tour is a place where legends play. You're looking at major championship winners. You're looking at just some fantastic personalities along the way. But you're also, I can't be more impressed with Stephen Elker. He's just the most down-to-earth, accommodating, nicest person, as far as the nicest golfer. One of the top five nicest golfers on any tour that I've ever interviewed. Did a full television show with him. You can go to my YouTube channel at Match Play TV and find that. And a lot of my others as well. Miguel Angel Jimenez is on that YouTube channel of mine at Match Play TV. But you look at some of these names, and they're big names, big names. Stephen Elker has become a big name. But when you look at Miguel Angel Jimenez, look at the decades he's played and won in Europe. Darren Clark, a hero in Ireland. Bernard Langer, truly one of the greatest players who have ever lived. His record on the Champions Tour will likely never, ever be exceeded. But then you have a lot of players that just are not that kind of a personality. Great, great, great players in history. Vijay Singh and Ernie Els, fantastic. You've got Padraig Harrington and Angel Cabrera. What a story Angel Cabrera's got. So there's stories out there. There's legends out there. But as we move forward, you know, the fans, they love the players to come out of themselves. And I don't know. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting. You know, two of the greatest champion tour players of all time, neither of them had a personality.
You're talking about Hale
and Bernard. I mean, you watch them for good golf. You watch them for good golf, but you know, Hale isn't exactly somebody that people just raved over as far as, oh, I can't have a conversation
with
him.
I had Hale and did a full television show with him. You can go to Match Play TV on my YouTube site. And I was very intimidated. I was a little nervous, and I'm usually never nervous by anybody. I was a little bit nervous about going into the interview with Hale. Turned out to be the nicest guy on the earth. He was very, very, very responsive and talkative. Great, great interview. But as far as out there on tour, you're right. He was not, you know, he wasn't any, he was not Fuzzy Zeller, we'll put it that way, or Rocco Mediate. He wasn't that. And neither really are, well, neither are many of them.
Well,
but do they need that going forward as a PGA Tour champions to survive all of these changes on the PGA Tour, or are they fine like they are?
Well, it depends. I mean, the money is getting greater and greater on the PGA Tour, so the people that are going to play it are still going to have more. I mean, Tommy Gainey is one over $7 million in his career right now. It's not exactly like he's living in the, you know, he's living in, you know, getting snaps recipient for food and stuff.
He's
like
not
that.
Under the park bench.
No. I mean, for as much as we, and that doesn't say he hasn't spent $7 million on a tour. I'm just saying, but
right.
The reality is he's done quite well in his life. And you know, the hard part is that these players are going to get more and more money as they come out there. And we have taken, and I'm part of it too. we've taken personality out of the game. And when they
Why?
Were playing,
why have we?
Because coaches and teachers have said golfers should be stoic no matter what. You shouldn't show any emotion.
No.
We talked about this when we were talking about Ryder Cup.
I know.
And then we sit there and say, well, we got to be all cheery on this week and they can show all this emotion. Why is it during the Ryder Cup they can be emotional, but the rest of the 50 weeks of the year that they play, they can't be emotional?
Well, I think people come out to see a Stephen Elker who is – he's a very quiet player, but he's also very – he's very there. He's very fan – he's a fan favorite.
Absolutely.
But what about Miguel Angel Jimenez? Now, he's an entertainer. People come to see the mechanic because he is who he is. He's the most interesting man in golf. That was his nickname. I helped promote that nickname. Bernard Langer, they come out to see because he is I don't want to say a machine, but he is certainly obviously one of the greatest players in history of the game on any tour. There are some other personalities, but they are few and far between on the Champions Tour.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's only going to get, I don't want to say worse, but it's only going to get more prevalent out there because most of the guys you see out there on now, I mean, let's just say Jordan Spieth was 49. Does he have a great personality?
Jordan can, you know, he's
not really.
No, not really, but he can. He has his, let's say he has his moments. Okay, PGA Tour, who has the great personality? Who's the Fuzzy Zeller of the PGA Tour, historian Bob Denny?
I can't think of one right now.
I can't either.
No, the person I can think of that is not out there is Bryson DeChambeau.
He's the one. He would be the one. Here's the one that's a big fan favorite. Now, do they love John Rahm? They do. Do they love a lot of these world-class players, but they're not on the PGA Tour week in and week out? But I would think overall, the most interesting guy, the most fan favorite is DeChambeau. Greg?
But Ray, look, we're talking about how drawing people in and everything like that. And Bryson and John Rahm are playing on a tour that, while whatever you may think of it, isn't drawing a whole lot of numbers. So if you or even attendance at these events. So if you wanted to go see John Rahm and Bryson at an event, you know there's not going to be a ton of people there. They're not drawing big people.
Right.
So it's not like you can sit there and say, you know, this is the best golfer in the world right now. Oh my gosh, here's a chance to watch him because there's only going to be 10 people. People aren't showing up. So the talent isn't drawing people in either.
Well, and that's right. And going back to the LPGA Tour, Bob and Craig, but Bob, first you, you know, they didn't get a great TV deal. Annika, the greatest name, the greatest of all time, likely LPGA Tour player. They still felt like they needed to reach out to bring it up a level to Donald Trump's granddaughter, Ty Trump.
And Caitlin.
Well, Caitlin Clark, of course, Caitlin Clark. Yeah. But Ty Trump, I think, has taken, she's overshadowed Caitlin this week as far as the attention, because not only is she President Trump's granddaughter, she is going to college to play golf. But she was not that great of a junior player, and she's her position on in this tournament has not been, she hadn't played that well, but she certainly has created a lot of hoopla and a lot of fanfare. But here's the question: is the LPGA Tour in such a position to where they need to do that to lift their position in front of the fans? Craig, what about Ky Trump? Do they need her?
Yes. Absolutely.
And why? Why?
Because the LPGA doesn't draw great. I mean, let's put it this way. This is a pretty big event for a lot of these women this week, regardless of Ky Trump, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This is the final opportunity to get into their tour championship. And the LPGA needed Caitlin Clark and Ky Trump. What does that say?
Do you think the players were a little bit miffed by the fact that with Caitlin there and especially Ky Trump, it sort of overshadowed the whole thing for the players that are the, you know, day in and day out grinding tour players that want to be at the tour championship next week. Do you think they're fine with it and they just go about their business, or do you think, you know, they're like, what are you doing?
I think if they're smart, they go, great, let's get more eyes on us. There's going to be somebody that's going to be grumpy. There always will be, and that's okay.
Well, that's fine.
At the end of the day, they need eyes. I mean, and you know, they're playing for $11 million next week. They want to play for every event that's for $11 million. If they were drawing that kind of fans, they might get grumpier, yeah. But they're not, and that's what the women strive for too. So, I mean,
Dr. Bob, go ahead.
Even some of the men events do things like this.
Oh yeah.
Well, okay, so maybe what we need to do is get more eyeballs on television viewing the PGA Tour events. We get Kai Trump to get a, you know, we get her in there too. Uh-huh. Okay, that was a joke, everybody.
The guys did Michelle Wee how long ago?
Well, that was 20 years ago or something, and that didn't go over very well either.
But they did it, and that was the big tour.
Well, that's true. Well,
that drew a lot of attention.
Yeah. It drew a lot of attention, and I don't, if I remember correctly, and I was 12 years old. I'm teasing.
They
come
did
on,
Annika. They did Annika.
Annika, I mean, went out too.
Yeah, Colonial, yeah.
At Colonial, and
yes,
then
she did.
Didn't, somebody just did it probably a few years ago too, didn't they? I can't remember who it was.
Susie Whaley went to the Hartford.
I mean, so the men are not beyond doing this to draw people.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's see what you know, our new CEO of the PGA Tour does as far as putting people in like that to draw more viewers. Let's see what happens on that one. Okay. We're going to move on now you know, I'm pausing to think about what you two just said about this, and I'll think about it and then we'll talk about it again in the future. They want a nugget, Dr. Bob. They want a nugget.
Okay.
Two minutes.
I'm joining your program today from Versailles, Kentucky. I've been working at assignment at a club, which hosts the legends of the LPGA in the summertime. All the greatest names in age 50 and over come to this course. It's called the Woodford Club. And roughly 2 miles south of the club is the Jack Jouett House. And Jack Jouett, J-O-U-E-T-T, was considered the Paul Revere of the South. He was credited on a late night ride to save the life of Thomas Jefferson and his associates from capture from the British. And it was in 1782. And then 16 years later, he moves to the Woodford County area, right next to this club. He becomes a great horse breeder, has a great life after all that, and established himself as one of the true heroes of the American Revolution. So that's my little nugget for the night, folks.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break, and this segment has been brought to you by just a wonderful young man. His name is Caleb Jelsic. He's a financial advisor, highly educated, highly trained, with a big company behind him. The name of his business is Crimson Glory Advisory Group. Crimson Glory Advisory Group. It's the end of the year. This probably is the most important time of the year. If you don't have a financial advisor, it doesn't matter your age. If you're 20 years old, if you're 22, you just graduated, you want to start putting money away, you need some advice. If you're 80 years old, it doesn't matter where you are in life. If you're looking for a financial advisor, I highly recommend Caleb Jelsic from Crimson Glory Advisory Group. He is at 360-480-0214. Number 360-480-0214. Caleb Jelsic. You want to get in touch with him straight away. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. Listen to these important messages, and don't forget to write to me, golfadams@msn.com, so I can get you on my list, and you're going to get my upcoming holiday gift guide. We'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our Golf Performance Center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
All right, greetings, everybody, and welcome back. Great American Golf. Ray Adams here with you with Dr. Bob Denny, our PG of America historian emeritus, and Craig Renshaw, our PG of American great instructor. He's a lifer. We're calling him PG of America lifer. And that's the way it is. All right. Now, I've got to ask this question, because when I look at what's happening in the world of golf, and I look at the DP World Tour, we've spoken about their season ending championship. When I look at the Champions Tour, and we're at the Schwab Cup Championship, and I'll be there. I'll be interviewing tomorrow the players and the winner, and we'll do some videos and have a lot of fun out there. And by the way, folks, just to do a wonderful mention, I'll be wearing my Ashworth Golf apparel. And you want to go to ashworthgolf.com. Absolutely do you. The clothes are beautiful. They are so well made, and they're so made for golf, playing golf, and then after golf as resort wear. ashworthgolf.com. And you'll be seeing me wearing my Squares golf shoes at squares.com. The distance shoe, the comfort shoe. Change your shoes, change your game. Square toe, wider toe box, cleats on the bottom, very strategically placed. Ground force reaction. You're going to hit the ball a little farther. You're going to feel comfortable, and you're going to look stylish. Go to squares.com. I'll be wearing both. And you never know. I might even be dragging around a Tour Edge golf club with me. Who knows? At touredge.com. So many things happening there. And of course, my buddy Miguel Angel Jimenez and I, well, I always give him a great cigar because we know that he loves cigars. So I'm going to be giving him a wonderfully proprietary humidified CertaFresh cigar. Go to CertaFreshCigar.com. If you're a golf shop, you want to be one of the 3,000 as they grow to more. If you're a nonprofit organization, you want to have an event, a corporate outing, they're all custom logoed on their proprietary tubes that keep those cigars fresh up to a year. Certified Fresh Cigar. Okay, we're back with Craig and Bob, and I've got to say that at the Schwab Cup Championship, we want to say thank you to two honorary observers that will be there tomorrow on Sunday. Now, Tiffany Nelson Thorne, the executive director at PGA Tour Champions for many years, has been a friend of mine, and we've been working together for so many years in the golf space in so many different ways. But Tiffany does an amazing, amazing job with her team of putting on the Schwab Cup Championship in Phoenix at Phoenix Country Club, as we spoke about a little bit ago. And when she comes on the show and we promote it, as she did a couple weeks ago, every year she gives me honorary observer passes, guys. Craig, have you ever walked inside the ropes at an event?
Yes.
What was the experience like? You could tell us which professional tour event it was if you want to. And then what was the experience like?
It was a PGA Championship, and it was great. I was more worried about staying out of people's way. So, I mean, you're inside the ropes, but you're not. I mean, I was maybe feet away from the rope, but I could go other places and stuff like that. You know, it was it's nice to know sometimes that you're somewhere that other people can't. So that does something to the ego. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're still there staying out of people's way, and you don't want to cause commotion to have anybody single you out. So you're kind of walking on eggshells a lot of ways too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, an honorary observer, as Craig just explained, is a person that is given an honor by walking inside with the players, their whatever team they've drawn, to follow them for 18 holes. It's done on the PGA Tour. It's done during majors, I believe, as Craig just said. And then, of course, the Schwab Cup Championship. And I want to congratulate longtime listeners of mine, John and Terry. Both of those gentlemen have a wonderful background. They're avid golfers and avid listeners and viewers of golf. And I appreciate them so much. They will be the honorary observers tomorrow inside the ropes. They'll get there early. They'll get their team assigned to them. And they're going to have a ball. It's one of those bucket list, once in a lifetime things. And I've done it many times as a media member, but that doesn't count. If you're a non-media member, if you're an amateur recreational golfer and you're going inside the ropes, it's something to behold. It's going to be very cool. And I want to congratulate them for being chosen for that. The final round coming at the Schwab Cup Championship. We don't want you to miss a beat on that one. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to give you a final word, and we're going to talk about Craig, you know, somebody wrote to me earlier today, and they said, have Craig talk about the playing in the rain and the nippy weather. I don't know if that could be your final comment, but it is going to be cold and rainy in Phoenix for the final round. We're talking about an 85% chance. Although I've heard that before living here most of my life, you know, it could be beautiful and sunshine, but it's going to likely be raining a bunch and chilly outside. What's your best advice for recreational golfers when they get into that situation and they're out on the course?
Well, the recreational golfer is to try to be as prepared as possible. Tour people, they got to be prepared, but their caddy takes care of all that. This isn't going to sound right, but try to be prepared. Know that you're going to get wet and be happy with it. Once you're wet, you're wet. So once you're there, you're done and ain't going to get any worse.
Well, what about the right outerwear, whatever golf apparel company that you love to wear? And of course, I want you to go to ashworthgolf.com. But what about wearing the right rain suits? We see the players doing it, the right outerwear, the warmer, you know, attention. What about that?
Well, it depends on whether you have water resistant, water repellent. There's a lot of different little words that go different in your clothing that you wear lots of layers. And I always like, you know, this is a product plug, but I like Gore-Tex. If it has Gore-Tex, it'll breathe and it'll be nothing will get through. And that's the way I've always looked, but you know, it's a little warmer in some of these parts, like certain parts of the country, it's not as advantageous. So then water repellent is okay. Mm-hmm. So it's very different depending on where you live.
All right. There he is. And Dr. Bob, I think has, needed to move on with his day, and we are going to be back on Monday for the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. And gentlemen, thank you so very much for being a part of the show today, and we will be wrapping up all of the tours on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show coming up right here. And we start out with all of our shows on the Golf News Net at gotogolfnewsnet.com. And my show, absolutely, both the Saturday morning Great American Golf Show, this show, and the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show play in their normal time slots. After 25 years, I've moved over to streaming as opposed to being on local radio. That gives me a much bigger footprint, a huge footprint. And I'm going to be giving Dr. Bob his final word here in just a moment, but also with television. That's been moved off of network television because we know the future of television and radio is streaming services. I'm over on Roku and Amazon Fire and Apple, lots of different radio podcast audio platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Apple. So all of these different places are where the show lives after it's on for several airings on the Golf News Net. And I want to thank Ryan Ballingee for being the proprietor of Golf News Net and creating it. And 1.5 million of you golfers go to golfnewsnet.com. Keep doing that. All right. Little word there about where I am and how you find me. And by the way, don't forget that you go to Instagram, Facebook, and my YouTube sites by using Match Play TV. All right, Dr. Bob, there he is. And I thought you might have to move on, I mentioned, but here you are. You're back. And give me your take and your final word. Where are we here? Dr. Bob. Okay. So we will, we hope that Dr. Bob's microphone is there. And if it is, great. If not, we're fine. All I know is, folks, we have had a great show and I've loved it. And congratulations to Craig and to Bob and to you and everybody that's going to be playing golf this weekend, watching golf on TV this weekend, and we're going to go from there. So I'm going to be signing off here in just a moment, and I wanted to make sure that we gave everybody the final word and the chance to be able to do that. So we'll go from there, and thank you so very much, everybody. Is Dr. Bob back? Wow, Dr. Bob is back. I said we were going to go from there and that he had moved on. But Dr. Bob, we're waiting for your final word on, well, just everything.
Thank you. I had a technical problem here. And I just wanted to say I looked at a statistic, Ray, before where the program started. 543 million rounds of golf were played in the United States last year, a record.
Wow.
Industry analysts expected to go back up even higher than that this year, regardless of what people may think that the only surge we had was with a pandemic. So that's a surprise. But the industry analysts are looked at it very closely before they announced it. And I just wanted to say it's good to see that golf is still relevant.
Well, not only relevant, but anytime you're out in the open spaces, Bob, and you're able to have the kind of fun that we have when we play golf, the camaraderie we have, the growth of women in the game. I mean, and I'm so excited about that. I've spent a lot of time featuring and focusing on women in golf for many years now, before it was, well, even really happening, where women were really exploding in the game of golf. I was focusing on women in golf on both radio and television, and I'm continuing to do that, and I will so, as well as, you know, golf for folks that, you know, a lot of people don't think that they belong in the game. There may be some reason. If you're a young lady and you're intimidated because you think, well, I won't play fast enough, or I won't hit it correctly, or someone will laugh at me. If you're a junior and you feel the same way, hey, if you're a new male golfer to the game and I have a friend that came out of his corporate career. He hadn't played very much during all those years, and he was very intimidated and a little bit embarrassed about going out and playing golf. And then you have people that maybe are not your typical, you know, historic golfer. Well, let me tell you something, folks, and Bob, you come in here with me. Our great game includes everybody. It is an inclusive game. And that's been changing more and more and more over the last 8 or 10 years. Our great game includes everybody. And that means it includes you. I don't care where you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're male or female. I don't care what any orientations are, your politics are. None of that matters. Age, none of it matters. Your abilities, maybe there's a mental, you know, a little bit of a challenge or a physical, and that's okay. I'm telling you, our great game includes everybody. Bob, what say you?
And I think all the other part of it is often overlooked is how it helps the mental state of everyone, especially our men and women veterans, and it has saved lives.
Oh, yes, it has. And I know one prominent person that will tell you that it saved his life. A very household name who plays golf almost every day. And he's one of the greatest rock and roll stars in history. And we know who we're talking about, don't we? Lives right here in Phoenix, Arizona. His story is amazing. He's been on my television show. He's been on my radio show. I've known him for many years. We're talking about Alice Cooper. And what a story. And there are so many others that have said, golf saved my life. Golf mm-hmm. put me in a different direction, a different track, and gave me something else to go with. And I'm so grateful for my relationship and the time I've spent with Alice and so many others that have told me that on camera and or on my radio shows like this one, Bob. All right, everybody, we want you to have a great time and we want you to enjoy the weekend. I'll reiterate and say it again. Make sure you watch all these great tournaments that are going on. Bob, look, season-ending Champions Tour, season-ending DP World. Next week, season-ending for the LPGA Tour. I mean, this is the time of the year to really have a lot of fun and enjoy. And yes, the PGA Tour is playing the 2026 season. And by the way, we didn't say this earlier, Bob. They've got more tournaments. It's the Bermuda is not the last one, is it?
No. No. There's plenty of events going on. It's just a matter of you call it the wraparound. It is wrapping around. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, it'll be different next year. We're going to have a lot of fun. Okay.
Yes.
Bob, thank you so much. Dr. Bob Denny, Greg Renshaw. And we're going to let you, I'm going to give you listeners the final word by hearing me say, thank you so much for listening over all of these many, many years. And thank you so much to continue to listen and be a part of this radio podcast show and Monday Golf Lifestyles podcast show. You know, I talked to one of my great, great, great friends and a listener who listened to my very first radio show 25 years on local Phoenix sports radio. And he still is listening. And Tom is such a wonderful person and an avid golfer. Very, very, very knowledgeable about the history of the game and has been to so many places and events around the world with the game that he's been on the show a couple times. But my very first listener 25 years ago knows all of my guests and listens week in and week out and has now shifted over with so many of you from listening to local sports radio in Phoenix, Arizona, to now this radio podcast on Golf Newsnet and then over on all the audio platforms. Thank you so very much, everybody, for doing that, as well as with my television show, Match Play with Ray Adams. Well, we're coming. We're coming at you. We've got lots going on over the weekend with all of this golf that we're going to be viewing, and I'll be out at the Schwab Cup Championship. If you just joined the show or if you just joined a few moments ago, I'll be there interviewing the players, videos, things like that happening, and that will all happen on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show day after tomorrow. Enjoy. Be safe. Make sure you wear that sunscreen everywhere, and make sure you're hydrating correctly. Remember, if you get thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And you don't just hydrate by drinking a bottle of Gatorade or a couple of glasses of water. Doesn't work that way. So hydrate appropriately. Wear that sunscreen. Stay safe and have fun. And I'll be back with you day after tomorrow on the Monday Golf Lifestyle.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.